The wife of a Supreme Court justice took questions yesterday from the House committee investigating the January 6th attack. Ginny Thomas, married to Clarence Thomas, said through her lawyer that she answered all questions that were put to her by the panel. She met with them behind closed doors for several hours. At issue, Ginny Thomas's text messages with key figures who were trying to overturn the 2020 election results. Here's NPR congressional correspondent Claudia Grisales.
The House Select Committee's interview with Ginny Thomas arrived after months of negotiations. After her testimony, the committee's chairman concluded that Thomas still believes there was fraud in the 2020 election. Here's Chairman Benny Thompson leaving the Capitol Thursday evening.
She thought it occurred, but was not able to offer any proof.
Thomas's lawyer said she thought there were irregularities in President Biden's election, but the lawyer added Thomas was only focused on related investigations and condemned the January 6 attack. The committee's chairman hesitated to say she cooperated fully with the panel's questions.
She saw it in terms of her answers.
The panel wanted to talk to Thomas about her conversations with two key figures in efforts to overturn the 2020 elections, then-President Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, and conservative lawyer, John Eastman. Eventually, her answers could be shared publicly. Here's California Democrat Pete Aguilar, a member of the select panel.
When it's relevant, we'll present it to the public.
Committee Chairman Benny Thompson said they'll next review the interview transcript to decide.
We'll make a decision. Once we get staff get a chance to look at the printout and all of that.
That plan will dictate whether Ginny Thomas's testimony is featured in the committee's next public hearing, which could be held later next month. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, the Capitol.